This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it is 6 minutes after beginning of the third hour of the program today. Joining me here in the third hour will be Congressman Tim Walberg, plus Ronna Romney McDaniel. She'll be here to talk about this ridiculous recount being paid for and fueled in part by Jill Stein, but the balance here in Michigan will be paid by you and I. They made their deadline yesterday. Now, the only way to stop this is by court action. I would not be surprised to see some activity in court today with the Republicans trying to shut down this recount because it has no basis. The election was not contested. The margin was significant enough as to not even come anywhere near the threshold needed to trigger a recount in Michigan. And the election is over. And yet, Ruth Johnson, the Secretary of State, now says it could cost you and I $5 million. Ironically, that's what I told you 3 days ago. Because running the numbers out of Wisconsin, in Wisconsin, they don't have to pay the bill. Here in Michigan, we are apparently getting the chance to pay for the majority of what it's going to cost. Jill Stein putting up, what, $973,000, something like that. The rest will come out of your pocket and mine. Now, some people say, well, that's not much money in the scheme of things. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. $5 million being squandered for no particular reason is wrong and indefensible. And let me tell you something. We were just on with Stephen Nolan from the BBC. Why did Donald Trump win? For behavior just like this. For behavior just like this. Where the Democrats, under the guise of the Green Party, are demanding a recount that will cost the state of Michigan millions of dollars. In Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, huge inconveniences, huge problems, huge logistical nightmares in an attempt to delegitimize the election. And isn't that interesting? After Donald Trump was attacked and chided and derided and criticized and mocked for suggesting he wouldn't just openly accept the results of the election, he would let you know once he saw how things went. And he was mocked and chided by Hillary Clinton, who now herself is involved with these recounts. Now, in Wisconsin, the Republicans there have filed a suit saying, listen, it's basically a straw purchase. Jill Stein's making the purchase, but it's for Hillary Clinton's benefit. And they say that's not legal. So they've gone to the Federal Elections Commission. The chance of them getting involved, I don't know. But Jill Stein's running mate, Ajamu Baraka, said it's not the right course of action for the Green Party to pursue this recount in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan. I'm not in favor of it. It will not be seen, or it would be seen, he said, as carrying water for the Democrats. That's true. Other Green Party people, like Margaret Flowers of Maryland, in an open letter signed by many other members of the Green Party, said, we want nothing to do with this. Many Democrats say they want nothing to do with this. And yet here we are. Wisconsin's going to spend about $4 million. Jill Stein has to pay that. Michigan, we could spend $5 million. Jill Stein has to pay $973,000. That's it. Pennsylvania, not sure what the cost is going to be. So I would look for this to happen. I would look for there to be some activity in court today, potentially from the Republicans. Tomorrow, the State Board of Canvassers gets together, I believe at 9:30 in the morning. Two Republicans, two Democrats. Guess what they're going to agree on? Nothing. So anything that comes out of the State Board of Canvassers, an argument there, what should be done, what shouldn't be done, will be on its way to the State Court of Appeals. Post haste. It'll be on its way to the Court of Appeals. No question about it. But Donald Trump's victory here, and make no mistake, he won. He will be confirmed, and he will be taking the oath of office on the 20th of January. But his Trump, the Trump moment here is getting the attention all over the world. And people all over the world are looking at candidates very similar. It's happening in Italy. It's happening in France. François Fillon, socially conservative former prime minister, adherent of Margaret Thatcher's economics, looks poised to face the leader of the far-right National Front Party, Marine Le Pen, in a runoff election next year. The two share similar ideologies when it comes to Europe's migrant crisis. Fillon has shifted farther right by promising to crack down on immigration and to destroy what he has called totalitarian Islamists. In Germany, Angela Merkel, running for a fourth term, chances of her winning I don't think are very good. I think the chances of her winning are small at best. Same thing is happening in the Netherlands, in Poland, in Romania, in Hungary. People are sick and tired of this overreaching government and nonsense. Why did Donald Trump win the election in November? A variety of reasons, but one of those reasons, strongly put, is the overreach of government and the arrogance of those on the left. One of the things that I think is safe to say is that this president has been, he's pretty proud of himself pretty much all the time. But the notion that you and I are going to pick up the tab for this ridiculous endeavor is it's outrageous. And let me tell you how I arrive at some of these things. The Ingham County clerk, Barb Byram, I spoke to her for a little bit yesterday. Great lady. Really enjoyed talking to her. She's going to hire up to 75 workers. She's having trouble finding enough Republicans because what she wants is one Republican and one Democrat on each team, if you will, to recount these votes. Hiring up to 75 people. They'll be paid $125 a day. She expects it'll take at least 6 days. And talking to her, we kind of came to the idea that it was at least $40,000 for this county, for just her county, Ingham County, one county out of 83 in Michigan, $40,000. She hoped she might get about $16,000 back from the Jill Stein check, but there's no guarantee of that. And I said to her, "Well, how much did you budget for the recount?" She laughed. Didn't budget anything for the recount. There is, you know, it's not something you budget for. It's going to have to be pulled from elsewhere. So $40,000 might not seem like much here, or $50, or $100, or $5 million to some people, but it's significant. Because there isn't a county in this state that's flush with money that's $50,000, no big deal, $100,000, no big deal. That's, and the bigger the county, the bigger the amount of money that's going to go out the door, and the bigger the problem. The big counties that can least afford being hit with something extra are the ones that are going to be hit the hardest because they have the most precincts. It's absolutely outrageous. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, welcome back to it on this Thursday. Remember, tomorrow we'll be joining Stephen Nolan. Will be here from the BBC to talk about Donald Trump. We'll try to sort it out for him. Just trying to share with him the fact that, you know, there are complex decisions that go into selecting Donald Trump. It's not because we're all like white nationalists or something silly. Real quickly, John checking in from Portage today. John, what are your thoughts?
Good morning, Steve. When we talk about a recount, I don't think it's just a ministerial matter where someone pays, and I don't have the statute in front of me, so I'll have to admit that, but I don't think it's merely a ministerial matter where someone pays the money and they automatically get it. I think it's a discretionary matter with the people in the state of Michigan, and if they rejected it in this instance, because there is no factual predicate, no factual basis
to do it
for it, admit it.
Yeah.
Okay. That it would not be overruled by the Court of Appeals as an abuse of discretion. I think there's discretion in this, and I think that that's where Romney ought to be going with it, and where Trump ought to be going with it, that this is a discretionary matter, and we should reject it, because we're going to pay $5 million.
Yeah, a lot of money, no question, Johnny. And I'm going to ask her that in here in just a moment. I appreciate your phone call. I do have to jump, though, to get to our next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg, joining us. Congressman, I did my math on this 3 days ago. I said $5 million would be the bill to Michigan taxpayers. A couple people laughed. Today, Ruth Johnson, the Secretary of State, says the bill is going to be $5 million. I guess my math was pretty good, and it's outrageous. Welcome back.
Good to be back with you, and this is what reminds us that the battle is on for this country and the control of this country, and people who don't really understand the greatness of a nation that's founded on constitutional principles will try to change things to fit their own desires, and sometimes it ends up hurting us all in the process.
Well, it sure does. All right, so... let's talk about, I mean, it's not going to change the outcome. We've determined that. I mean, we're quite sure of that. So let's talk about what we have going forward. You'll be returning to Congress, of course. What day are you sworn in?
We're sworn in on the 3rd of January, and then the new president's administration is sworn in on the 20th.
Correct. Okay, so as you look at what Donald Trump, the president-elect, and his wingman now, Mike Pence, who seems to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting, the vice president-elect in this transition. A lot of the names are coming out now. What are you liking? What are you not liking as far as the people you're seeing selected to the cabinet and this administration?
Of any of the people that I really know, Mr. Munchen, even I'm not sure I'm even saying the name right, is the only person I don't have any knowledge of. Everyone, though, otherwise, I've been fairly impressed with. He's taking some bold steps, and I think showing that he's going conservative. It's going to be a very interesting cabinet. People that I do know very closely, like Tom Price, like Betsy DeVos, of course, Mike Pence. I mean, you just couldn't pick really any better people than that to do the jobs they're going to be asked to do.
Now, a lot of these folks, they're trying to discredit these folks, people like General Michael Flynn, Steve Bannon, the news media trying to say, well, these are a bunch of white nationalists. I mean, really? Has there been some resurgence in the Ku Klux Klan that I am completely unaware of, Congressman? Because, you know, I checked. I can't find this white nationalist movement they keep telling me about in the Trump administration. I'm a bit confused.
Yeah, I don't see that either. Especially when you look back to the campaign, that even though he wasn't, I guess, encouraged to go to the African American population, he went there. He went there knowing that he would be challenged by leadership that, in many cases, don't speak for the best interests of the people that they say they represent. He went there. He very graphically said, you know, Democrats have told you they'll be helping you all these years. What have they done? What the hell do you have to lose?
Well, there you go.
By trying something different.
Yeah, and apparently nothing, because they move forward. And he got better numbers in the African-American community than did Mitt Romney or John McCain or any Republican in a long, long time. So he did pretty well for him. 13% of African-American men that pulled the lever for Donald Trump. And that's... Is it a big number? No, but it's a step in the right direction. And if he delivers on the things that he said he would deliver on, expect that number to go up.
Well, that segment of our society has been lied to for many, many years. And frankly, the Republican Party, to a great degree, has not reached out. We've just assumed that we can't get that, when in fact we shouldn't have. And I've been attempting that for the past 6 years in my district, going into that community. And it's amazing. They want to see the same things that we want to see in their families, their communities. And so, this stuff that's being put out right now is worn out, it's tired, and people of goodwill listening to the realities will, I think, make good choices.
Yeah, and I think that's, I hope you're right about that. I have some optimism here, and in fact, I see, you know, in polling, not that polling's very good this year or for this time around, but Donald Trump's numbers are rising already, and he's going to Indiana today, and he's going on a Thank You America tour, which I would fully expect he might stop in Grand Rapids and Detroit, just a guess. Of course, I don't have a crystal ball, but if I were to guess, that's two places I think he will stop. But he's going to Indiana to the Carrier plant because they've struck a deal to keep those 1,000 jobs. Now, it might be symbolic, but it's a good symbol of keeping jobs in America. And I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word about the economy and where we're going.
Well, I think we have a great opportunity to move forward. We're going to be doing the right principles, and the right principles always bring the good results. And this president will sign legislation moving forward on tax reform, health care reform, repeal of the Obamacare fiasco, and giving people choice again. All of that's moving forward. So I'm excited about it and just looking forward to getting into an immense battle, I'm sure. Nancy Pelosi was selected as the leader of the Democrat House caucus members yesterday. That shows they're not changing, but the world is changing around him. I'm glad to be part of that.
All right. Greatly appreciated, Congressman. As always, Congressman Tim Walberg. I look forward to seeing you in D.C. sometime soon as well, my friend.
Absolutely. Look forward to that.
There you have it. 25 after on a Thursday here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, it is Thursday here on the program. As you know now, Jill Stein, you know, petitioned for her ballot recount here in Michigan. $973,000 is what she will pay. Like I told you 3 or 4 days ago, it's going to cost us more than $5 million. That number now seems to be backed up by Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. I mean, well, and there's nothing contested here. It's outrageous. Ronna Romney McDaniel, the Michigan Republican chair, with me now. Ronna, welcome back.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let me just start with the obvious here. Who could actually call for a recount here in Michigan? Who can say, hey, I want a recount of the election?
Well, the statute says that an aggrieved party can ask for a recount, and they have to pay a fee of, right now it's $25 a precinct, but depending upon the margin with which they've lost by, so Jill Stein has 1%, it actually was raised to $125.
Right, but how can she be, how can anybody call her aggrieved? She got 51,000 total votes, and here's my question. She asked for the recount. Hillary Clinton didn't ask for the recount, correct?
Correct.
So can't we just go count Jill Stein's votes and say we've done a recount for you and not worry about, it would be cheaper, quicker, easier. Why do we have to go recount every vote when we know she only got 51,000 votes? That's not going to change.
Well, that's a great question. Of course, to count every one of Jill Stein's votes, you still have to go through every single ballot. And let's be clear, Steve, the votes have already been counted.
Well, my point is you have to go through all the ballots, sure, but you don't have to count all the Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump ballots and the 12 other, you know, parties that ran. Put those in one pile and put Jill Stein's in another and just count the Jill Stein ballots. How about that for a theory?
Well, the Trump attorneys are looking at this and determining if they're going to make an objection, and they have a 7-day time frame to make that objection, and we'll see what happens. Obviously, state parties working in conjunction with the Trump team right now.
So you would expect then, Ron, it's fair to say, I mean, and I fully expect that the Republicans will be in court on this one. They were just in court a couple of times in Wisconsin, and they seem to be winning along the way. Pennsylvania doesn't even go to court until this coming Monday, so we don't know what's going to happen in Pennsylvania yet. But I guess my question is this. It will cost us millions of dollars in Michigan. It's just squandering money is all it is. So my question is, when can this be turned down? When can they say, no, we're not going to do a recount?
Well, that will be a process determined by objections and see where that goes from there if objections are filed. And again, that's up to the Trump campaign. But I will say we've been vocally pushing against this recount. We think Jill Stein should remove it. She should walk away from the recount.
We hope
that Democrats would join us in calling for that. We even have Democrat clerks now talking about the expense of this, how ridiculous this is. This is something that will not change the overall vote. Jill Stein has said there is no evidence of tampering or hacking in our system. So why are we putting a bill of $4 million to the Michigan taxpayers for a whim?
No, and that's what it is. Or it's a straw man purchase because Jill Stein's out there asking for it, paying for it. But let's not kid ourselves. Hillary Clinton put in a letter of support or something of that nature yesterday. Not legally binding in any way, but a letter of support for the recount here in Michigan. You have to ask yourself, why? And my opinion, honestly, Rana, is that this is why Donald Trump won. People are sick and tired of this kind of behavior.
Well, and the Democrat elected official's silence is deafening. The fact that they are not calling out this recount, the fact that they know that it's going to cost Michigan taxpayers at least $4 million, that means it comes out of county budgets, and counties provide for fixing the roads, police, fire. That means it's going to put a strain on county budgets, and to have Democrat officials in our state not be calling out this recount and talking about how wrong this is for Michigan taxpayers really is disconcerting to me. Their silence is deafening, and really right now their silence is complicit. And Michigan voters should be taking notice of the lack of leadership from the Democratic Party.
Well, Mark Brewer, I mean, let's be honest, Mark Brewer, the former chair, your counterpart, if you will, the former chair of the Democratic Party, he's the leading cheerleader for this deal. Right now, I mean, there he is. There's Mark Brewer out there saying, a good idea for who, Mark?
Absolutely. And Mark's whole premise is, well, every vote should be counted. Well, what Michigan voters need to know is every vote has already been counted. County boards of canvassers met. They certified the results. Then the state board of canvassers met on Monday and certified the results. Mark Brewer and Jill Stein have not alleged any hacking or fraud in our system. So the votes have already been counted. This is a pointless act that will cost Michigan taxpayers billions of dollars. And Jill Stein yesterday said, well, that's just the price of freedom. Well, you know what, Jill Stein? When you get 1% of the vote, maybe Michigan voters and Michigan taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for that.
Well, that's my point. You know, and the fact of the matter is, and here's something I'll tell you, Rana. We're on with Ron Romney McDaniel, the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. We better damn well see some legislation and soon so that we never face this kind of deal again. Wisconsin's got it right. Wisconsin, they have to pay for the whole deal, which they should here as well. So if we ever face this, we better see some legislation with somebody's name attached to it and soon.
Well, and I don't think our legislature, in all fairness, ever anticipated a candidate getting 1% of the vote would call for a recount. And now we know. We have run into the most ridiculous of candidates who believes that Michigan taxpayers should foot the bill for her recount, even though she received only 1% of the overall vote. So now we have to add ridiculousness into our legislation. And unfortunately, we weren't able to anticipate a candidate as selfish.
Well, that's true. That part's fair. But you get what I'm saying. Okay, we've learned our lesson. We got burned, and we're going to get burned for a few million dollars. Let's not have this let this happen again. The Republicans are in charge. Let's have common sense prevail so we can put this behind us. But it says here, you know, the fraud, the canvas returns, according to Michigan law, they may petition for a recount of votes cast for that office if they think there was a mistake or, you know, something done wrong or aggrieved. There's no allegation that anything was done wrong. So how can it petition? So, again, tomorrow the State Board of Canvassers meets, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, there are two Democrats and two Republicans. I'm pretty sure they'll agree on nothing. and then what happens? Does it go to court with them as well?
Well, if there's an objection filed, they will hear it tomorrow. They've preset dates to hear objections if they're filed, so they have a date for tomorrow and Saturday. They'll hear it. I would anticipate they would deadlock, although I would say to the Board of Canvassers, they should really look at this in a nonpartisan lens. And look at it as representing the taxpayers and the voters of Michigan. Jill Stein certainly has not proven that anything happened bad in our system. And, her very petition is undermining the integrity of our system because it's making voters say, well, what? Was something wrong with our system?
Well, I've seen plenty of Democrats angry. I've seen plenty of angry Democrats on social media and so forth saying, this is ridiculous. You're wasting people's time and money. So that would mean there are people out there saying it. Ron, I only have about 20 seconds left, and I wanted to get to this, but any chance that your address might change in the near future to, say, Washington, D.C.? You got 20 seconds. That's fair. I got to ask.
I'm running for Michigan Republican Party chair. I'll tell you, I've talked to Ryan Priebus several times the past few days. That RNC's never come up. We're only focused on the recount and me running for Michigan Republican Party chair.
All right. Fair enough. Ron and Ronnie McDaniel, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk. I'm sure we'll talk about this one again very soon.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day. We're back in a minute on the Steve Gruber Show.
Keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Here, I'm going to read you the statute so you understand it. John, did you say John brought me this? All right, John and Portage sent this along. He got it down succinctly. Michigan Election Law Excerpt, Act 116 of the year 1954. 168.862, fraud or mistaken canvass or returns of votes recount petition by candidate. Section 862, a candidate for office who believes he or she is aggrieved on account of fraud or mistake in the canvass or returns of the votes by the election inspectors may petition for a recount of the votes cast for that office in any precinct or precincts as provided in this chapter. May petition for. And I guess my question that it must come down to the State Board of Canvassers that could say, no. I mean, somebody has to be able to say, no, you're not aggrieved. You cannot demonstrate that there was any fraud or mistake or anything. The only mistake we've made here is allowing Jill Stein to be on the ballot at all. I mean, seriously. I find this completely outrageous. How in the world can we allow for a third-party candidate that got less than 1% of the vote to dictate to the state of Michigan, to nearly 11 million people, one person who got less than 1% of the vote can dictate to 11 million people that you have to do a recount, and what's more, I'll only pay for about 15% of it. You have to pay the rest. Are you kidding me? And Ronna Romney, she's right that the state legislature didn't foresee this happening, but they see it now. And we damned well better see some legislation coming forth and soon so this doesn't happen again. Because if we don't, this will be the new normal. Third-party candidates and other clowns will come along and say, well, we're going to do a recount to amuse ourselves and raise money. Jill Stein was originally going to raise $3 million. Then it was $5 million. Then it was $7 million. Now it's $9.5 million she's asking for. And people are giving her the money. Now, for those people, I have no sympathy for you. If you're giving money to Jill Stein, a failed third-party candidate for the Green Party, a failed political party to begin with, that had a brief rise in the 1970s and 80s in Europe and has since been pretty much extirpated. We have no sympathy for you. If you want to squander your money, that's fine. Squander your money, give it to Jill Stein. I don't care. But do not make me and the other taxpayers of Michigan squander our money because of your little childish temper tantrum, because you're a petulant child. Don't come back to us with some, you know, idea, well, there might have been a mistake somewhere. Yeah, there might have been. But it wouldn't change the election now, would it? And people like Barb Byram in Ingham County wouldn't be, you know, wringing their hands trying to figure out where they're going to come up with an extra $40,000, $45,000, or $50,000 to cover the cost in the short run. I mean, where exactly is that money going to come from? Emergency appropriations from the state of Michigan? What about counties that don't have the money to hire enough workers to do it? Is that possible? Of course it is. And we sit here and we allow this to go forward. I am demanding that Republicans in the state of Michigan do something now. You have control of the state house and the state senate, and Governor Snyder should certainly sign a bill that would require any third party shenanigans like this, any circus act like this, to be paid for by the circus performers. And not for those of us that are an unwilling audience. We're trapped here. We can't leave. It's like we have to go watch the circus, we have to pay the price of admission, and we're not allowed to get out of it. And that's wrong. So I'm demanding of my representatives that you do something about it. This is what you're elected to do. I will grant you, you didn't foresee this. Okay. But you see it now. Crystal clear. That there's a straw purchase going on. Jill Stein is the straw purchaser in buying a recount for her buddy Hillary Clinton. Democrats are embarrassed. Republicans are incensed. Common sense people are outraged. And Michigan is picking up the tab. All of these things are wrong. All of these things are wrong on every level. And I'm telling you, we're not going to take it. We're not. It creates more divisiveness, more problems, more infighting. Creates a bigger chasm between people. The history and the tradition of America is to come together following an election. We did that after Barack Obama was elected and George W. Bush. And Donald Trump should be no different. Whether you like the man or dislike the man, he is going to be the president of the United States. And let me borrow some phrases from my friends on the left. You must respect the office of the president. You must respect the fact that Barack Obama is president. Okay. Now it's your turn. You berated us with those words for 8 years. Now it's your turn. It's your turn to speak up, Democrats, and say, Jill Stein, stop. Hillary Clinton, stop this. This is an embarrassment to yourself, to your party, and to those that voted for you. It's time to come together. It's time for leadership from the left to say, you know what? This isn't right. And I demand of Michigan Democrats to step up and say, this isn't right. In fact, I would ask for bipartisan legislation to make sure that Michigan never gets the bill for some circus act recount in an uncontested election. Fair enough? It's the Steve Gruber Show.